Fair warning, this Ask Auntie comes with a content advisory because it is a booty call quandary. Hookups, one-night stands, the language we use for casual relationships often suggests a lack of commitment or responsibility, but no strings attached to one person may mean something very different to another and can create very confusing situations like the one our letter writer finds herself in. This is why our aunties are here to help. Welcome to comedian Geraldine Hickey.
Hello.
Hello. Very coquettish.
Thank you.
And Nate Byrne, meteorologist on ABC News Breakfast, former naval officer, and Nate, also I hear... go-go dancer?
maybe in a very, very former life.
Okay.
Hey, Bev.
Hi.
This is the crossover I didn't think anyone was expecting, but we've all been waiting for.
I just saw you on television earlier, and here you are. Welcome to my house. Aunties, before we come in, let's get a sense of your approach to the world of online dating. Geraldine, when you last dated, how was it for you?
I did a lot of online dating because where does a lesbian go? You know, it's not like there was any lesbian bars or anything. And so I did a lot of online dating and I hated it. But it was that thing where I just, it was like a job interview and I wanted the job every time. Every time I wanted the job, even if the job wasn't right for me.
Just want to be chosen.
Yes, I just want
to. Is this the psychological kind of trauma of being a comedian?
Maybe. I just want to be loved. Just love me, you know? But I did a lot of online dating and, but great result in the end because I did meet my now wife online.
It was 10 years ago, probably.
Something like that.
Nate? You're also now partnered, but when you've been single, how did you navigate the dating world?
Well, it depends. Do you want pre or post telly?
Oh, yes.
Because a very different world.
Post telly, let's do that.
Okay, so like in this life now, I stay well away from the online space. Absolutely. I can't think of anything more terrifying than getting on there. But meeting in person has worked many, many times.
Okay. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
Let us now move on to our letter writer, Denise, who describes herself as a 55-year-old single woman. Mm-hmm. And Denise's part one is, recently I had a casual liaison with a man in his late 30s. Let's call him Adam. Although I agreed to see him again, he'd given me a bit of an off feeling at our first meeting. So in a follow-up text, I clearly communicated what I was looking for. Something easy, casual, and sweet. Not serious, but grounded in kindness, care, and respect. In response, Adam replied saying he was slammed at work, but would respond in more detail the next day. I found this a little odd, and when days passed and I didn't hear anything, I reached out again and again received no response. Eventually, I sent a message saying that if he didn't want to meet again, it wasn't a big deal, he could just say no. I also let him know I wouldn't contact him again. Geraldine, gut check from you. What is jumping out in this interaction so far described by Denise?
It's I just want to be casual, but deep down.
I'm easy.
Yeah, I'm easy. Whatever you want. But, oh, my God, please love me. but that is me. But it's, you know, it's that. But also, you know, some people are really bad at communicating, returning a text message.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like, it's men. It's men. Oh. And it's just like, just respond.
100%.
Just go, I'm busy. Well, no thanks.
Nate, I want to come to you. So let's imagine like role play. Denise is your friend. You're down at the pub. She's telling the story. What gentle but probing questions might you ask her at this point about what's gone on?
All right, Denise, look, what we need to know is number one, out of 10, is this guy worth pursuing?
Okay.
First of all, like, is he a 9? Is he a 3? If he's a 9, we can let go of all of our considerations and self-respect. Crack on.
Okay.
If he's a 3, Denise, I'm going to take the phone off you, my love. We're not texting him anymore. We're not even going to bother. Actually, if he texts back, leave it. Okay. Leave it on red. Unread. No, leave it on red.
Yeah,
even, leave it on even red. Better. Denise, if you're going cash, you got to be so hyper cash that you're not even saying to him, oh, you don't have to worry about texting me back. Don't worry about it.
So here's the thing, Geraldine.
Yes.
Denise said she's casual, but do you rate her sort of interactions with him, the texting, telling him I won't contact him again? Do you rate that as casual?
I rate the No,
it's not.
How would you describe it? I'm casual, but then the four or five different words that go with that casual, like the bit where she said, I'm just after something casual, kindness and respect and this and that. And it's like you've listed too many things.
Is it kind of nice, though? I kind of think that it's very mature and very clear of Denise.
Yes, it is.
But she's talking with a 36-year-old, a 30-something-year-old man.
So generational maturity is happening here.
In our 30s, men are children, like rubbish.
Okay.
So not all men. I mean, I was obviously a...
As a male representative, you can say whatever you like about men. That's totally fine by me, Nate. Denise continues. There's a part two, so there's more to the story. Denise says, after sending my last message, I assumed I wouldn't hear back. But a few weeks later, Adam replied, apologizing for being rude and explaining his work had been overwhelming and his anxiety levels were high. I accepted the apology and responded with support and care. Great. And we ended up meeting again and spending the night at my place. Mm. The next morning, he seemed a little cold, but we agreed to see each other again and texted throughout the next week. That Thursday, I sent him a link to the Museum of Desire, which I thought would be a fun, sexy, interesting thing to do with a lover, asking if he was free. Mm. No reply. Okay, aunties, Adam has gone cold again after several weeks of not communicating. Nate, I just want to get your read. Let's say now you're role-playing Adam.
Right.
What is going through Adam's mind in this scenario? Going cold for weeks, coming back, and then not replying afterwards.
He was toey. He was on his phone, and he thought, I've got that Denise's number. Oh, yeah, I could text her. And, she's going to go on a bit with that whole kindness and being nicer. But he really wanted to, have a fun evening. And he went and did that and then left. And then probably, I reckon, was stringing her along. A Museum of Desire. Oh, no, I just wanted a booty call. Yeah. That's all.
Geraldine, a date to the Museum of Desire with a casual hookup person. If you're Adam, how are you reading this gesture from Denise?
Yeah.
Sorry, unless the Museum of Desire is a very, very strong euphemism here, I assume it's a real building. It's not like,
I'm not aware, but
Museum of Desire. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it didn't occur to me. I thought of it as a physical building, but yes, it's very true. Yes,
it's
a
physical build. Yes, it's like on one hand, it's like that is, you would absolutely ask a casual person to go to the Museum of Desire. To me, that's just a fancy sex shop.
I kind of admire that Denise is so brave. Like I'm kind of with her, but maybe the energy is just not matched.
I know. Yeah, but right, it's the like this is casual. We just want to do this.
Yes.
Here's a museum of it. Let's go to that museum and,
get some ideas.
Yeah. That's casual to me. That is like...
Would you go if you were Adam and you got that text from Denise, would you be like, yeah, I'm there?
Say, Adam, I've got to put myself in Adam's position. And he's like, yeah, I guess not, because he didn't.
I think I can help here. I reckon Denise wants a casual relationship. Adam wants a casual hookup. Two very different things.
Very interesting. That's very, very interesting. Okay, well, let's go to the final chapter. Denise said, by Sunday evening, I had still not heard from Adam. So I sent a message saying it wasn't cool to not respond. And he should have just said if he didn't want to see me again. I followed up with a couple of texts explaining that even in casual liaisons, I show up with kindness and care and I don't treat people like objects. I also sent some links to resources and workshops on navigating casual relationships with better communication and emotional awareness because, frankly, he was lacking in that area. I don't feel like I came on too strong at all, but now I'm wondering, was that the right way to respond? Nate, we're back at the pub.
I love
your friend
Denise
has said, this is what I did. Yeah. What do you say to your pal Denise?
Read the room, Denise. No, he's not interested. And do you know what? It is so sweet and kind of you, and you are so looking after another human being and all of this. He is not reading a word of it.
Geraldine, you're also at the pub with Nate and Denise. What do you want to chip in at this point?
I'm picking up a phone and I'm throwing it in the bin. It's too much, Denise.
I'm picking up a phone and getting Adam's number.
What was too far? Was it the links to resources and workshops?
That was beyond. And but too far was like the second text message.
Yeah.
She's
been ghosted, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
Don't worry. And like I said, unless he's a nine, in which case, like, everything, all bets are off, then no, she, let it go, Denise. And also, like, I love how much she cares for other people. And this
and
dude,
yes.
He's not deserving
not
of it.
No, yeah, no, exactly. And he's not going to pay attention. Anyway, Denise, go get yourself another nine.
She had two good dates with him, right?
That job.
Two encounters, so yeah. Got something out of it. I suppose, like, I don't really want to put a damper on Denise's who she is. Because
actually
love how caring and how much foresight and maturity she has.
Yes.
It's
but what's your future advice, Geraldine, to Denise in terms of when she meets another Adam?
Put an end date on a fling. So you want a casual hookup with somebody and you say, let's hook up, let's have a casual relationship, but it only lasts for 1 month or 2 weeks or however long.
Are you allowed to revisit that?
No, you've got to set up the rules. To set up rules on it and you say, we're going to date for 1 month, and after that 1 month, then we have no contact for, you know, however, like 2 weeks, because it's how long do you need to break up, once you break up from a relationship, it's like double the time and then halve it or whatever.
I got 20 seconds left for you, Nate Byrne. Tell me what you would say to Denise, final advice.
I like Geraldine's advice, except for at the end of the 2 weeks. If you do want to keep going, that's when it stops being casual.
Oh,
Denise,
okay.
Go sow your oats. Go love so many people. You're going to find the one or the five.
Aunties, love you both. Love your advice. Big thanks also to Denise for opening up to
us. Thanks, Denise.
And hope your next dating encounter is kinder than this one. If you have a vexing dilemma that needs help from our aunties, having people talk it out can be very cathartic. And we are here for you. Write up your problem that's keeping you up at night. Email to lifematters@abc.net.au. That's lifematters@abc.net.au.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.